Welcome to First Monday. On the first Monday of every month, we will be spending time in prayer and fasting as a church family. And to help us, we are going to walk together through a model of prayer called Pray. P, pausing to be still, R, reflecting on a scripture, A, asking God to help us, and Y, yielding to His will in our lives. Our memory verse for this month is Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. It says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Let's try to put this to memory. Let's read it again together. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." As we begin, take a few moments to pause in silence, to breathe deep, and to recenter your thoughts and your focus and your affections on God. God, as I enter into prayer, I ask that you would free me from the distractions of my day so that I may be deeply present with you. Another year will soon be over. For some, there is a sigh of relief that the long year is finally over. Others might feel sadness for the end of the year, end of a great year. As the year ends, I encourage you to think back on all that God has done for you and carried you through this year. Reviewing the past year provides personal growth and perspective. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." It's important to look back and remember what God has done for us and taught us throughout the last season. But after we look back, we must focus on what is before us. That's where our verse comes in today. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul gives us some wisdom for the transition from one year to another, from one season of life to another. He says, "Forget what is behind you." Now, in this verse, the word "forget" doesn't necessarily mean to not remember, but actually it means to not let it influence you. Then it says, "straining toward what is ahead," pressing on toward the goal to win the prize. When I read this part, the words "straining" and "press" stand out to me, meaning it's going to take work and intentionality to follow and grow your relationship with Jesus. And then it finishes with what the prize is: eternity with Jesus. Now, of course, we all want to grow in our relationship with Jesus, and yes, we want to claim the prize of spending eternity with Him. So let's ask ourselves some questions. What are we holding on to in our past that is keeping us from truly growing our relationship with Him? Is it unforgiveness, guilt, shame, disappointment, or hurt? And what's keeping us from pressing forward to what God has for you? Are you placing Him first in your life? Are you being intentional when it comes to growing your relationships with Jesus? Like me, it can be easy to let the struggles of my past define my future. It's so easy to let my failures turn from fear, which in return usually holds me back from completely following Jesus. It's also easy to let disappointment destroy my trust, or guilt and shame to make me think I'll never be good enough. Honestly, that's why I love that Paul wrote these words. Remember, Paul is Saul, the man who persecuted the church violently. He played a part in stoning of Stephen, and he could have let his guilt and shame cripple him with that. But Paul forgot what was in his past. He didn't let it haunt him or trip him up in the present. Neither did Paul dwell on the sufferings, beatings, the shipwrecks, and the imprisonments. He forgot the disappointments and the challenges of the rebellious church members, the false teachers, and the persecutions. Instead, he trained his eye on the vision of his master welcoming him home to heaven, saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your reward." So the key is this: let the past be the past. It doesn't have to define you anymore. Of course, remember the things that God has taken you through and delivered you from. Let those things that encourage you and keep you moving forward. And then when moving forward, press into your relationship with Jesus by trusting him and leaning on his strength, not your own. Growing your relationship by spending time with him daily by praying and reading your Bible. And then when it seems like that's too difficult, do what anyone running a race would do. Focus on the prize at the end. Let that push you to get back up and keep going. That prize, of course, is eternity with him. Let's take a moment and pray that God would give you the strength you need to leave your past in the past and move forward into all that he has for you. Let's pray. God, we just thank you. We thank you for the year that you've taken us through and that you've led us through. And God, there may be difficult things there and things that we've struggled with, but God, you've carried us. And God, we thank you for that. And we will remember all the good things that you've done for us. But God, help us to focus on the future. God, help us to focus on what you have for us. Let us not be defined by our past, but instead be encouraged by our past. God, help us to focus on what you have for us. Help us to lean into your strength and help us to grow our relationship with you. Put a burden on our hearts to spend every day with you as we enter this new year, that we would put the intentionality into our relationship with you, Lord. God, I thank you for what you carried us through, and I thank you for the lessons that you taught us. But God, I know that you have more, and I just thank you for that. Lead us and guide us. Amen.